cheers to the farmer's wife that loves him every night. Raising a son, raising a daughter, they gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get closer when times get harder. Here's to the farmer.
Our final segment of water here in this water broadcast, we thought it'd be appropriate to bring in the industry that's responsible for the largest consumption of water in the state of Arizona, and that's our agricultural industry. It's a $23.3 billion industry to Arizona. It has been said that over 80% of the water that's been channeled and canaled through Colorado River and CAP and SRP, that over 80% of that goes to growing grass. And not just in Arizona, but just the Southwest. California is a big factor in that number. Well, grass, maybe if you count alfalfa, which I believe it has to be in that, and it's important to understand why we grow alfalfa and the use and benefits of it. And we've got the Arizona Farm Bureau President, Steph Smallhouse, to join us on the line to talk about agriculture's use of water in Arizona. Steph, thanks for a few minutes with us this Saturday morning.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Romy. I'm glad to be here and glad to wrap up this great water discussion with agriculture. Save the best for last.
You know, there's a unnamed former politician of Arizona going around telling everybody that, you know, our solution is to pay alfalfa farmers to grow 10% less, just abandon 10% of their crops. And that's not really an idea I'm all too keen about, but there's something called the Alfalfa Project, which has a goal in saving 300 billion gallons of water annually by 2024. That's just 3 years away. Those kinds of ideas through innovation and changing in our watering techniques, that's something I can get behind.
Yeah, I've read a little bit about that project going on in California. And I guess let me start first by saying I always like to start talking about water and agriculture and two important points. And one is that, yes, we do use a lot of water in Arizona, and yes, it requires a considerable commitment of water to grow food, whether that's indirectly through alfalfa or something like our vegetable crops. And the other thing I'd like to make right away, too, is that agriculture as an industry in Arizona was really instrumental in providing water security to the state overall. And the cities that now enjoy growth and economic growth is largely due to the infrastructure beginnings from agriculture in terms of delivering water and also securing water rights. So that being said, the Alfalfa Project in California, it is exciting, and it's always, you know, agriculture is always looking for ways to save water and improve their water use and conservation, and so it doesn't surprise me that they're doing that. Alfalfa is a significant part of the ag industry in Arizona, mostly because livestock is the largest sector of agriculture in the state of Arizona. And so it is true that we grow a considerable amount of acreage of alfalfa here, but that's a major source of food, obviously, for our dairy cattle. And we grow a lot of milk, I guess, so to speak, in Arizona, as well as beef cattle. So Pinal County, dairy to Pinal County is sort of what the auto industry was to Wayne County in Detroit. It's pretty important. So alfalfa, yes, is very important.
And the reason alfalfa is grown is because our climate is so perfect for it that you could get six, seven cuttings a year off of just one field. So it regenerates growth much faster than anything else we could grow here in the state to feed our livestock.
Absolutely. And in some places, it's more like 8 or 9 cuttings. And so it's really pretty spectacular compared to the rest of the country. We have a hot, dry climate, which also means that we have less pests that we have to manage for and deal with. And anytime you have to put less inputs on the field, that's better both economically and for the resource itself. But the other thing that people don't always understand about alfalfa is that it fixes nitrogen, which helps to manage the nitrogen levels in the soil, helps manage soil chemistry and also water chemistry because it pulls that nitrogen out of the water. So a lot of farmers actually use alfalfa as a rotation crop as well.
And I'd learned that's new to me. See, there's always something you can learn when you bring in the ag industry. And Steph, you also want to talk about groundwater management.
Sure. Well, you know, it's been a topic of conversation. Back in the 1980s was the last time we really looked at groundwater management in Arizona. and we've made significant changes to management of our groundwater, especially in central Arizona since that time. And we have a lot of folks nowadays that are looking at groundwater use in other areas of the state, other parts of rural Arizona. And so Arizona Farm Bureau, we are taking a very close look at management of groundwater in rural Arizona and the implications that might have for rural communities and for our farmers, obviously, and just best management practices that we can use and our farmers can use to better manage that groundwater and just ensure that agriculture remains a part of rural Arizona. It's a very important part of those economies and just the fabric of our state itself.
Well, and it's important to the entire state. If anybody wants to, you know, go out and enjoy three meals a day, as most of us do, a lot of that is grown and produced right here in the great state of Arizona. Again, a $23.3 billion industry to the state of Arizona, and rightfully so. You know, something that big, it does create a lot of water. You'd mentioned the livestock, not just growing, but watering the livestock itself. You know, those big animals drink a lot more than we do, but what's great about that is a lot of the best water-saving technologies also comes from the ag industry.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think I was going to try to talk for 10 minutes without mentioning the pandemic, but but it does bring to mind the importance of local agricultural production. And so, you know, Arizona has grown about 17 or 18 times. Its economy has grown about 8 times since the 1950s, but we're using less water than we were then. And so that's a credit to, you know, our state, our water conservation. And given that agriculture uses most of that water, that means that the conservation measures we're putting in place definitely have an impact. And especially, you know, when you're looking at central Arizona, other parts of the state, conversion to more efficient water use systems is always a good thing, and it helps, you know, it helps both the farmer and then it helps the resources as well. And so that's something that farmers are fairly vigilant about, whether you're talking about groundwater, surface water, and no matter what part of the state that you're in.
Well, whether you're new to the state or you're native, we hope that gives you a good bird's eye view of the water resources and how it all works together here in the great state of Arizona. We've had a lot of great experts and guests. If you missed any of it or you wanted to share some of that with somebody that might need a little bit of a water education, you can get the podcast here shortly at RosieOnTheHouse.com.